green message is, you know, particularly resonant for young people, not just because of tuition fees, but because we're offering, I think, something that's got a bit more integrity to it than quite a lot of the other political parties at the moment. So we want to get more young people into the party. We want to attract them. Clearly, being here in Sheffield was deliberately done, if you like, to be able to have more of a focus on our particular appeal, as we would see it, to Lib Dem voters and supporters, because so many of the issues that people have told us that they joined the Lib Dems for, whether that's because of the opposition to nuclear power or because they genuinely cared about inequality or because they wanted a real commitment to the environment, we would see the current coalition government not delivering. And so I think there is a way in which we want to reach out to more to all voters, but in particular making a pitch at this conference this time around to say that for all of those Lib Dems that we know out there are feeling very disillusioned with the path that their leadership's taking them on, there is an alternative that's increasingly credible. A place like Norwich, where the student vote is critical, I think is a very good example of where students can make a big difference. I mean, they made a big difference in my own constituency in Brighton Pavilion as well. We've got two universities there. So, you know, I think the young person's vote is something that the Greens are very mindful of.
So you've been talking to The Guardian quite recently about, you know, you think the Green Party could see a really significant breakthrough through, within your lifetime, you said.
I hope so.
Do you have a strategy to do that that doesn't involve the UK, you know, switching to proportional representation?
Well, as I said to the Guardian journalist, I think it's hard to sit here now and to know exactly which of various strategies are going to prove to be most effective in the long term. Obviously, if we had a fair electoral system, that would be a much easier way to achieve it. But I am interested in some of the work that Compass is doing, for example, the organisation Compass, who is working with those broadly on the left to see what kinds of discussions informally might be able to go on, even before a change in the electoral system. It may be that God forbid that the environmental crisis shows itself a bit more visibly to people in this country than it currently is. I mean, in many countries of the world, you know, where people are struggling because of famines or droughts, you know, the climate crisis is very real to them. I think here in this country we're still a bit insulated from that. If that changes, I think that would be, you know, I hope it doesn't, but if it does, then that will be something else that will make a difference, I think, in terms of the way in which the Green Party's message is viewed.
You've been at Westminster now for over a year as a kind of lone green with some, you know, trying to push for very radical changes. Has that worn you down at all, fighting against the system in that sense?
I think what wears you down is the fact that Westminster is just such an inefficient, frustrating system within which to work. You know, if you were trying to design a system in order to bring about good legislation in the country, I don't think you'd end up with a system that looks very much like the way Westminster does today. In spite of the fact that the institution is very stifling, just in the way it works and the fact that its processes are so archaic, and the fact that backbenchers have so little power, in spite of that, I still think it's possible, even as one Green MP, to have some kind of impact. One area where I absolutely do acknowledge that we need to reach out is actually more into ethnic communities, and we're making a real effort to do that. I mean, looking around, you can see that this party, as indeed most political parties, is still predominantly white, and that is something that we're very serious about tackling.